The Ohio House will try again to hold a vote on the sweeping energy bill, which could bail out nuclear power plants and would end energy efficiency requirements for utilities. The House experienced a false start last week when they had to hold off on the vote because potential supporters weren't there. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder said last week that he believes he has the votes to pass the energy bill and send it to the governor's desk, but he was just one vote shy. Householder said that night that it was just a matter of corralling enough lawmakers to come to the state house.
We're going to talk with those four legislators and find out where they're at. I've not gotten any indication they're against it, so I think those four votes will be enough to get it over the top.
The bill was approved in the Senate last week, but passed the House in May by only 10 votes. First Energy Solutions, which owns the nuclear plants, says it plans to shut down the Davis-Bessey plant this year, unless lawmakers approve the subsidies. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.